I'm Larry Richard. Appreciate you being with us. We got a big weekend in the Berg, and that's all because the Richard S. Caligiuri City of Pittsburgh Great Race is here. And it looks like overall, I think, since we've had some really, really hot days in the upper 80s, I think the runners will be happy with the weather pattern we have here for the weekend. And we're going to be checking in with the race director here in just a moment and get all the details you need for the great race. One question I have, is it too late? If you decided, now, if you're going to run in the great race, I assume you have to run into this. In other words, this isn't something, unless you're a runner every day, that you can decide to do at the last minute. But it is the 47th annual, and there's a series of events. Really, it started last weekend. They had, out at Pittsburgh International Airport, they had set up a chance where, among all, I thought this was really cool, how they do it, running on the runway. Well, without the planes there, of course. So we're going to get the director on here in just a second. Aaron is dialing him up. And are you ready? No. You can't locate him? Talk to us, Aaron, on the radio.
No, I can't. Unfortunately, he was on the VMix, so we're just trying to
where'd he go?
Get a hold of him.
All right. So they got a 10K and a 5K. Have you ever run in one?
I haven't. It's something that I'd like to do, but I haven't.
Yeah, running is hard. Fast walking. What David Ballarato.
What about slow jogging?
Newsman was the slow jog. It looks like he's doing everything in slow motion. All right, in the meantime, we'll track down Brian. He was there and it disappeared off our video.
He did. I saw his face and then he faded into the galaxy somewhere.
Is he all right?
I hope so.
All right. Meantime, what else is going on? We're going to be following this storm in Florida. I mean, I know you hear storms and unless it, you feel it's directly affecting you here, but there's so many contact for family and friends and this storm looks like it's going to be a monster. So we'll continue to bring you the latest. Now that storm, he was there?
He's back again. Okay, we're ready.
Are we ready now? Brian, are you
there?
We're
ready.
I'm here if you guys can hear me all right.
We can hear you. Yeah. Can I see him? There he is. Oh, you're in your car. That's cheating.
Lots going on. Lots going on these couple of days. So I'm trying to squeeze things in where I can for you guys.
No, I appreciate it. We just wanted to get the rundown for the festivities this weekend for the great race. So when people ask you, hey, Brian, what do I need to know?
Well, you need to know you're in for a good time. We obviously have a long weekend of activities for everybody and the whole family included, starting with the Dollar Bank Junior Great Race on Saturday. Kids as young as, you know, as a crawling age, as long as you can crawl 20 feet, you can participate, up to kids 12 years in age and family members to do the family fun run down at the Dollar Bank Junior Great Race, which leads us right into Sunday for our 5K and 10K presented by Highmark. You know, 5K starts in Oakland, as it traditionally does, and the 10K in first, and you can run or walk either event. You can sign up through Sunday still and through the weekend and enjoy the city from a different vantage point and join about 10,000 of your friends and family on the journey.
I was just going to ask about 10,000 people participating.
Mm-hmm.
47th annual. And I would imagine, based on the fact that last weekend we had temperatures in the upper 80s and sunny conditions, that runners are going to be a little happier with the weather pattern set up for this weekend.
Yeah, we hope so. Fall should be creeping in a little bit, which we've been waiting to happen. And it should be good running weather, a little warmer towards the end. So just be prepared for that. But the conditions overall should be pretty favorable.
Is it too late if someone even last minute wanted to register, or is it done?
No, you can register through Sunday morning, and they'll take care of you down at the finish line area where you can get your bib and your T-shirt and your things like that and hop on one of our shuttle buses and head out to the start lines and get going.
Brian, appreciate you squeezing us in. Good luck this weekend. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Race director, we have Brian Katz with us and Andy Lindberg, who heads up our digital team. You are the team. Are you running in this?
No, my hips don't let me run anymore.
Sure.
But I used to run the Great Race all the time. And it's one of my favorite. It was one of my favorite races, something I looked forward to every single year. Just because of the atmosphere when you're at the starting line and everyone's in their garbage bags, especially if it was a cold morning to stay warm, kind of rip the garbage bag off and throw it. A little behind the scenes, you know, people run into the woods to take care of last minute business before.
What?
Before.
This is something Marty needs to know.
And then, they stay hidden. And then the course is great. And when I used to run, it would normally be on a Steeler Sunday down Three River Stadium. This is how long ago I was running it. But they would have people handing out water, you know. And then there would be a little intersection right before you got on the Boulevard of the Allies where they're handing out beer. So I found that to be just completely, I was already struggling. I didn't think, well, of course I was.
You need to load up on carbohydrates.
Maybe
right?
You just run down to the point and then you ferry over to the Steeler game if it's a home game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not this week.
They're in Indy.
Yeah. Great course, great view of the city, a unique perspective. If you've driven on these roads, but to get to run on it is kind of, you get to take it all in.
So you got a second? I want to ask you about John Czochowski.
Sure.
Coming up, Andy Lindberg with me on News Radio KDKA. Andy Lindberg from our digital team, former producer of this very show, and he helped launch, at least put a lot of marketing behind Odd, Mysterious, and Fascinating Pittsburgh. John Czochowski is the founder, and man, we've really come to appreciate his work over the years. And a lot of that's thanks to you to bringing him to our attention. So it's been what, almost 10 years now?
Well, he just celebrated his 10th anniversary, I believe, earlier this month, and next year around springtime is when we'll mark his 10th anniversary of appearing with us for the first time.
He is one of those people that's so passionate about what he does in discovering all these incredible things in Pittsburgh's history. And you talk about doom scrolling. In this case, it's the opposite. It's just so fascinating. You could spend incalculable amounts of time doing it.
Yeah, and so through that, more valuable, we become friends, and my wife and his wife are friends. And, you know, some people, when they have kids' parties, they'll have a clown or a magician or somebody come in. We would have John, and he would entertain all the adults with his stories. He would just, you know, you could hold up a fork, and he'd be like, oh, you know about the fork, and just go on.
One of the areas that I learned from John Czochowski is hockey in this town. Like the first Zamboni, all these things that people here don't know.
Yeah, the Duquesne Gardens, or I don't want to say for sure, but yeah, that, and then the first professional football player, Pudge Heffelfinger, right?
Yeah, who doesn't know Pudge now?
Pudge.
Thanks to John.
The baseball history here, and he had a very strong campaign for this ice hockey thing with, indoor ice hockey originating in the Pittsburgh area.
Right.
And the other one he spent a lot of time on was how he believes Pittsburgh is the actual birthplace of aviation.
That one really stunned a lot of people. It was what, Bate Street?
Yeah, no. It was in Oakland. There was a gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he was able to find a newspaper article that said the fire department had to report to this building because an object crashed into it, and it was a plane. It was a rudderless plane, but this guy who lived in the New England area came to Pittsburgh and was here for a few years, and he tested out one of his planes here. But this was before the Wright brothers.
Coming down the street, and it flew actually further than the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk.
Right.
And it happened in Pittsburgh. I think all of us love the firsts that you read about, especially with him, because then he gives you real documentation and background with news articles and stories. And one of the things that also fascinated a lot of people were these tall natives.
9-foot giants.
Yeah. Where'd they go?
He says the Carnegie Museum had skeletons or something like that. And, you know, it just gets into a very, obviously, part of the name is fascinating. But it's stuff that you can't turn away from, and especially us here at KDKA, we love claiming all of our first professional baseball game, boxing, you know, we're the world's first commercial radio station, so we're all on board.
So John went through a pretty horrific health scare, but he is on the mend in a big way.
Yeah, he had this was his third major surgery he had earlier this month, and he was having some issues with his intestines. Very serious. He had to be fed through a tube for a while and couldn't eat solid foods.
Right.
Had a bag, and on earlier this week or this month, he had an ostomy reversal surgery, and it was a complete success. So he is now home and recovering. He says he's feeling, you know, better every day, still dealing with the recovery. It's going to be a long recovery. I mean, you don't, that's not something that you get better from in a week or two, something that major. But he is thankful. If you go to Odd Pittsburgh on Facebook, just type in Odd Pittsburgh on Facebook, you'll see if you're able to help out him and his family with their medical costs, they have some ways that you can do so there. And you can also, you know, not doom scroll, as you said, but just kind of enjoy what he posts, and he hopes to get back into that a lot more as he continues to recover.
Well, we wish him the best. He's a great guy, and I always thought it was fascinating that he's the great-grandson of Tchaikovsky, the great composer.
Another one of his things he's really getting into is genealogy, and he did mine.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He found out, he found relatives that served in, that were in the Union and World War, or in the Civil War, which, you know, thank God. It was the Union. And but just all kinds of, you know, he found how many of my uncles, how they passed away, a lot of heart attacks. So
how are you feeling?
I feel okay, but when I go to the doctor, I ask a little bit more about my heart.
People are so into the genealogy, and I get it. I've never done that 23andMe thing.
I have.
And what surprised you?
That I was under 3% Portuguese.
That doesn't surprise
and
me.
The rest of me,
based on the port wine you're
well, the rest of me, I'm grew up German, Irish, and Scottish, and a lot of that German originated in England. So I'm basically like 98% Irish and English, which explains why I've never had a tan, nor will ever have a tan in my life.
You get a spray tan if you want.
That's true.
All right. Well, well wishes to John Tchaikovsky. And please, if you get a minute on Facebook, check out his site. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, just type in Odd Pittsburgh, and a picture of an old, gruff-looking guy with an eye patch will come up, and just click on that, and that's one of the great Facebook pages in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that guy. I seen that guy.
Mr. Odd.
Swipe right, you'll see Marty, too. Thank you, Andy. 9:37, this is News Radio KDKA. Coming up, a short show for the Get Marty program as we get ready for the last home game for the Pirates at PNC Park this year. They're going to be in New York in the Bronx, take on the Yankees to close out the 2024 season. And tomorrow night, it is our coverage of Friday Night Lights. We have a great team assembled, Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee. We have Donnie Football. And we are thrilled to be able to cover high school football and then basketball after, like we do with the Game of the Week every Friday, powered by Bowser's Chevrolet. And I want to introduce you to a gentleman named Jack Teets, who joins us this morning. Jack, you know all about high school, college, pro football. I want you to tell us about the Tick Clockerty Western chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. You're a big part of this.
Larry, good morning, and thank you.
Yeah, as so you, how did this all begin? Because this has been in existence a long time, but over COVID kind of took a pause, but it's rebuilding, and it's been building ever since. So how did you get involved?
I got involved 20-plus years ago, Larry, in my capacity as a football official for the Big Ten Conference, you know, in the NCAA, and my previous experience as a high school football official here in Western Pennsylvania with a gentleman by the name of Tick Clardy, who was one of the charter members of this Western chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame here in Pittsburgh. We are one of 30 regional chapters of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We've been around for over 50 years, and we are an independent, member-supported, not-for-profit organization.
Yeah, and you have over 600 local members through the tri-state area, which is incredible.
Right, and those members pay annual dues of $10 to belong to the organization. And I would welcome the listening audience to visit our website, which is www.westernpasportshof.org. And let me repeat that.
No, you don't have to say the WWs anymore. They're hip to it. You just say westernpasportshof.org and boom, you're good.
All right, Larry, thanks for following that up.
And every April, I have been doing that. I'm trying to figure out how long it's been since I emceed this Hall of Fame that you have every April, which is tremendous, celebrating our local sports heroes over the years.
So it's probably been 15 plus years, Larry, that you've been involved on, you know, the Saturdays in April or the first Saturday in May from time to time. But, you know, we have three important and primary functions. And, you know, first, each year, as you indicated, we honor outstanding individuals from the local world of sports. And that includes coaches, athletes, and contributors at the annual dinner and induction ceremony. We generally get between 400 and 500 people to participate, you know, in that dinner. And I'll talk in a few minutes about how we select the folks that we induct. Second, you know, once a month during football season, we provide exposure to local high school teams and players as guests at one of the four Dan McCann Coaches Corner luncheons, which we've taken over as host with the passing of Mr. McCann. You know, we hold these luncheons on the second Tuesday of each month during September through December, and our guests include two high school football teams, one boys soccer team, and one girls soccer team. And then third, we give back to the community by providing a $5,000 annual grant to a local foundation that is affiliated with youth sports here in Western Pennsylvania. And we do that in conjunction with the Bill Campbell Foundation.
And for those that don't know, you have, saying you were a Big Ten official and obviously came up through the ranks in high school, but almost every member I met has some connection to being a referee.
Well, Tip Clardy was a renowned football official and basketball official in Western Pennsylvania for probably, you know, 40 plus years. So he had his imprint on not only the organizations that he belonged to and the officiating groups, but also to the Western chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. He was in charge and ran the programs for probably 30 plus years.
And by the way, the next Dan McCann Coach's Corner Luncheon is coming up a week from Tuesday on October 8th, then one November 12th, December 10th. And on that 10th, by the way, Hall of Famer Steelers coach Dick LeBeau will be a special guest too. This is well worth, since we're so connected to high school sports here, to be a part of. And then in April 18th, at the Sheraton on Station Square is the event. And recent inductees, our own Doran Dickerson, Pitt All-American, Swin Cash, Franco Harris. I mean, it's just a who's who. Bob Pompiani, pomp him ain't easy, Jack. George Novak, and Willie Thrower, the first ever black quarterback in the NFL. And it's all right here. It's all local. Go to westernpasportshof.org. Jack Teets, appreciate all you do for the young people of our community. Thanks, partner, and I'll see you on the 8th.
Larry, appreciate that. If I got two more minutes, I don't know, cut me off. But real quick to the listening audience, you know, each year in the fall, the board puts together an annual ballot of approximately 20 well-qualified people for our members to vote on for induction. The 2024 ballot will include folks such as Tunch Ilkin, Mike McCarthy, Shannon Davis, Al Romano, Brandon Short, and 15 or 16 other well-deserving individuals. So I would like to invite everyone in the listening audience to become a dues-paying member before October 31st so that they can vote for our 2025 inductees.
Jack Teets, thank you, brother.
Larry, thank you. Appreciate it. And see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, you got it. That's WesternPASportsHOF.org. Great group of guys helping a lot of kids.
Sitting in my house a couple weeks ago, just relaxing, my doorbell rang. This is weird. It's a different feeling when your doorbell rings today opposed to 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago, your doorbell rang, that was a happy moment in your house. It's called company.
Sebastian Maniscalco tonight at PPG Paints Arena. Guess who's going to be front and center? Marty Griffin. It's all.
My man, I hide from family.
When the doorbell rings.
In my house, I am not lying. I have sat outside, so we have a drive, and then there's a garage. If I know that my in-laws are in the house, I will hide in the car.
You're going to get in trouble.
Until they leave. I'm just keeping it real. I do that with family.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm also famous for the Irish goodbye. Anything we ever go to. No one ever knows when I leave.
Well, you're Irish and Italian. In Italian, they call that the Houdini.
Right.
And the Irish goodbye.
Right. You get hammered and you leave if you're Irish. If I go to any event, station event, you go grab the most important person there, usually you or SPAC. You make sure they see you because then you were there. And then you just leave. Boom.
Somebody very, very famous used to do this. Position himself at the entrance, kind of hang out as people were coming in.
Right.
And then leave.
And then you say, I was there all night.
I was there.
It was amazing. What a night.
I saw you.
I hate public events, as you know. They're the worst, especially those little things you do every night, those little charity things you do four times a night.
Oh, last night it was the Pittsburgh Speaker Series. It was 2,600 people in Heinz Hall.
Larry's home so little. The last time he came to the house, Patrick, true story, his granddaughter's there. She opens the door and goes, Mommy, Larry Richards here. It's a damn rather story.
Look for Marty. He's got a short
It's a damn rather story.
I know.
He was gone for six months.
I was at the dinner when he told that story.
Loved him.
All right.
We're going all over Florida. Because, as Larry knows, the connection between Pittsburgh and Florida is massive.
Yeah, this is very real.
And we're going to talk to a significant number of people there. We're also going to check in on this hearing going on right now. The Secret Service is saying we are damn short. And you know what, Larry? They better fix this crap before someone gets killed.
Hurry.
Legit.
All right, thanks, Marty.